Mr. President, Governor Nelson Rockefeller.
Hello. I just wanted to make a little apology to you. Know, when I talked to you Sunday, I didn't know about that goddamn letter, and I have raised hell around here as early.
I had a feeling that...
Well, you see, what happened is that we had a form, and that apparently the letter, you know, on this sort of thing that we were sent, but not certainly with the purpose of publication and this and that, and God, I just raised hell, and Ehrlichman probably may have told you. It'll never happen again. I'm just sorry that it embarrassed you, but...
Well, it didn't embarrass me.
Frankly, maybe it'll help you on the vote, but... I didn't want to be in a position of being against you and something. It just burned my ass, believe me.
You're nice to say, and I just felt, frankly, that from your point of view, that I wasn't sure it was the best strategy for New York State.
Oh, no. I understood that. Well,
that was all. I just wanted to mention it.
Sure.
Because I didn't like to talk to you and not tell you what's going on.
Sure. Well, it was just one of those things. I was writing my speech at that time, and I just didn't have any idea the thing had gone out.
Well, let me just tell you that I thought you were fabulous last night.
Well, I'll tell you, you've been a brick to support us on this.
Well, and I put out...
And we've done the right thing. Oh, did you put a statement out?
I put a statement out last night, immediately after.
Oh, good. I'm going to get them at noon, so I'll be reading them all. So.
Yeah, I just said that you deserve the support of the American people. And, you know,
some of our Democratic friends are dragging their feet. You know, it's interesting to me. I remember at the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis that I was in California at the time running for governor, and I immediately went on statewide television and supported it all the way. You supported it from New York. And these bastards, isn't it something the way they act? I think playing partisan politics in a situation like this isn't going to help them, Nelson.
I think this is the decision, and I think that... It's fantastic, and as long as the Russians accept it.
Well, I don't know if they will, but I think we can...
A little choice.
We can, if they cancel the summit, we're going to say, well...
Sure, you handle that beautifully.
Yeah. Don't you think we just say, well, because I think you would agree, I couldn't possibly go to Moscow with Russian tanks rumbling around through the streets of Hue.
No, nor could you do it after Dunkirk, Vietnam.
That's right.
So I thought you looked wonderfully. I thought you were calm and forceful, and that the statement was excellent. It was clear and concise. It couldn't have been better.
Well, I hope you don't take too much heat from what would they call the limousine liberals up there.
I got no problem in my state. You know, they shoot at me, but that's all right.
Right. Well,
listen.
I appreciate your, but I must say I was so embarrassed when I came in. You see, I didn't know, but as a matter of fact, as I was just, I got in the next morning and I picked up the, I hadn't seen the paper. I picked up the paper and I thought, what in the name of God is this? I'm not supposed to be. And I didn't really know. You see, and when you talked to me, we were talking about two different things. I didn't know what it was about.
Well, I had that.
Unbelievable.
But it's been on the front page of the papers.
You see, but
it was the lead
over the weekend, of course, I was...
You had other things.
I was in, you know, writing this speech, as I did it myself, it takes so much energy.
It was magnificent.
Well, anyway, you can be sure, if you'll just be sure that all of our, yours and my friends know that this was just a damn goof, huh?
Well, I understand. I understand, and it's the kind of thing that maybe if somebody got fired, they wouldn't do it again.
Let me tell you, we're looking. We're looking around. I'm trying to find the culprit.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.